सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे त्रयोविंशः पाठः, आगस्ट् मासस्य पञ्चमः षष्ठः दिनाङ्कः। एनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरतत्त्वं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। सो अष्टाध्यायी, कैन एनीबडी रीड आउट द फर्स्ट 40 सूत्रास ऑफ 2.3 दानभिहिताधिकार। सो विल रिवाइज दैट वन्स एंड फ्रॉम नेक्स्ट वीक वी विल मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट सेट ऑफ सूत्रास इन दिस पाठ। So anybody wants to volunteer? Karakaprakarane उपपदचतुर्थी विभक्तिः अधीयमाना अस्ति। तत्रादौ वार्तिकानि दृष्टानि। तादर्थ्ये चतुर्थी वाच्या इति प्रमुखं वार्तिकम्। तदर्थस्य भावः तादर्थ्यं, तेन उपकार्य उपकारभावः विवक्ष्यते इति दृष्टम्। तत्र मुक्तये हरिं भजति, मुक्त्यर्थम् इत्यर्थः। तत्र भजनम् उपकारकं, मुक्तिः उपकार्या। उपकार्यस्य चतुर्थी विभक्तिर्भवति इति वार्तिकार्थः। क्लिप् सम्पद्यमाने च इति वार्तिकम्। क्लिप् इत्यस्य समानार्थकानां धातूनां प्रयोगे कल्पते, जायते, सम्पद्यते, परिणमते। अत्र तु विकारात्मन परिणामः अर्थः। सम्पद्यमानं नाम टु कन्वर्ट् इट् सेल्फ् टु संथिङ्ग् एल्स्। तस्मिन् अर्थे प्रयुक्ते यत् जायमानमस्ति अथवा यद्रूपेण येन रूपेण परिणमते तस्य चतुर्थी विभक्तिर्भवति। भक्तिः ज्ञानाय कल्पते, आदौ भक्तिः भवति तदेव ज्ञानरूपेण परिणमते इत्यर्थः। अतः भक्तिः ज्ञानाय कल्पते, उत्पातेन ज्ञापिते च। अशुभसूचकः भूतविकारः उत्पातः। चेञ्ज् सम् थिङ्ग् इन् द नेचुरल् वाट् यु से, इट्स् नाट् अ केलामिटि, सम् डिपार्चर् फ्रम् नेचुरल् बिहेवियर् इन् द नेचर् एलिमेण्ट्स् आफ् नेचर् विच् वि बिलीव् इण्डिकेट्स् समथिङ्ग् दट् विल् बि राङ्ग्। अशुभसूचकः भूतविकारः उत्पातः इत्युच्यते। वाताय कपिला विद्युत्, विद्युतः कपिलवर्णा यदि दृश्यते विद्युत् तर्हि महामातस्य सूचिका। अतः यद् ज्ञाप्यते दट् विच् इस् इण्डिकेटेड् विल् हाव् चतुर्थी। हितयोगे च, हित इति शब्दस्य योगे चतुर्थी विभक्तिर्भवति। ब्राह्मणाय हितं, गोभ्यो हितम् इत्यादि। क्रियार्थोपपदस्य च कर्मणि स्थानिनः। क्रियार्था क्रिया उपपदं यस्य तस्य अप्रयुज्यमानस्य तुमुनः। तुमुन्नन्तः न प्रयुज्यते किन्तु सः अर्थः अध्याहारात् गम्यते। सो तुमुन्नुलौ क्रियायां क्रियार्थायाम् अन्यक्रियार्थत्वेन यत्र एका क्रिया क्रियान्तरम् उद्दिश्य एषा क्रिया यदा क्रियते तदा तुमुन् उपयुज्यते। अतः तस्याः क्रियायाः या यदर्थम् एषा क्रिया क्रियते, सो देर् आर् टु क्रियास् हियर्, सो वन् क्रियार्था क्रिया अस्ति। सो देर् इस् वन् विच् इस् द पर्पस् एण्ड् देर् इस् वन् मोर् आक्षन् विच् इस् डन् फार् द अदर् क्रिया। सो द आक्षन् विच् इस् डन् फार् द अदर् वन् विल् हेव् तुमुन् एण्ड् दट् तुमुन् इस् नाट् बीङ्ग् हर्ड्। So, the karma of that action, of that tumunanta, which we are taking by adhyahara, tasya karmanaha chaturthi vibhakti bhavati. Phalebhyo yati, ಫಲಾನಿ ಆಹರ್ತುಂ ಯಾತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಫಲಾಹರಣಾರ್ಥ ಯಾನ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ. ಸೊ ದ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ತುಮುನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ being heard in the sentence. Phala phalebhyo yati ityatra. So the karma of that which is phala will get chaturthi vibhakti. So the next sutra is tumarthacha bhavavachanat. Agrimam sutra. Srini padani santi tumarthat cha bhavavachanat. Chaturthi sampradane ityataha chaturthi iti anuvartate. Tumarthaha Devasti. So this is again, this doesn't have anything to do directly with Tumun, but Tumartha. So we'll see what this means. Tumartha cha. Tumun nulau kriyayam kriyarthayam. Iti sutram. Kriyarthayam kriyam upapadabhutayam bhavishyati kale tumun nulau staha. So Tumun and Nul are two pratyayas which are mandated. When Kriyarthayam, Kriyam, Upaparabhutayam. So when another Kriya is present which serves the purpose of this Kriya. Okay, Patitum Gacchati. Okay, so the one thing we have the Patadhatu. Tasya Upaparatvena Gamana Kriya Asti Ya Patanartha Kriya. Kriyartha Kriya Upapada. Kriyarthayam, Kriyayam, Upaparabhutayam, Bhavishyati Kale. And it also indicates Bhavishyat, that the present Kriya is Gamana. So, the Patana Kriya will happen in the future. Patitum Gatshati. Bhavishyati Kale, Tumun Nulau Staha. Bhoktum Vrajati, Bhojako Vrajati. Bhavishyad Bhujikriyarthaha Vrajatihi Atra Upapadam. So, whether you say Bhoktum or Bhojakaha, both of them mean the same. So, here, Bhavishyad bhujikriyartha vrajatihi. There are two kriyas, one is eating and the other is going. So, eating will happen in the future of vrajati, gamana. Okay. It does not mean like absolute future. You can say bhoktum gatavan, where it is the past for us. But in relation to the gamana kriya, the bhojana kriya will be bhavishyat. Okay. So, bhavishyad bhujikriyartha vrajatihi atra upapadam. ಅಸ್ಯ ತುಮುನಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಇವ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಯಸ್ಯ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್. ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಸೊ ವಿ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ತುಮುನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ತುಮುನ್. ಸೊ ತುಮರ್ಥಾಚ ಭಾವವಚನ ವಚನಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ತುಮರ್ಥಃ ನಾಮಕಃ. ತುಮುನಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಇವ ಅರ್ಥಃ ಯಸ್ಯ ತುಮರ್ಥಃ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ತುಮರ್ಥಾತ್ ಇತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹಃ. ಭಾವಃ ನಾಮ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ. ಸೊ ಭಾವ ಭಾವವಚನಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಭಾವಃ ನಾಮ ಅತ್ರ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಧಾತ್ವರ್ಥ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಭಾವಶಬ್ದೇನ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಇತಿ ನಿಯಮಃ. ಭಾವಃ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಅನೇನೇತಿ ವಚನಃ. ಭಾವಸ್ಯ ವಚನಃ ಭಾವವಚನಃ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಕ್ರಿಯಾವಾಚಿನಃ ಇತಿ ಯಾವತ್. ಸೊ ಅತ್ರ ಭಾವವಚನಾದ್ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರಿಯಾವಾಚಿನಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾದ್ ಇತಿ ಶೇಷಃ. ತತ್ರ ಅವ್ಯಯಕೃತೋ ಭಾವೇ ಇತಿ ತುಮುನಃ ಭಾವೇ ಏವ ವಿಹಿತತ್ವೇನ ತುಮರ್ಥಕಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್ಯ ಭಾವವಚನತ್ವೇ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಪುನಃ ಭಾವವಚನ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಶೇಷ ಗ್ರಹಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಇತ್ಯಾಹ ಭಾವವಚನಾಶ್ಚೇತಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತರ್ ಗಿವ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ ಆಸ್. ಭಾವವಚನಾಶ್ಚ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರೇಣ ಯೋ ವಿಹಿತಃ ತದಂತಾತ್ ಚತುರ್ಥೀ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ಸೊ ದ ತುಮರ್ಥಾಚ ಭಾವವಚನ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಭಾವವಚನಾಶ್ಚ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ ಮೀನ್? ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭಾವೇ ಇತ್ಯಧಿಕೃತ್ಯ ಯೇ ಘಯಾದಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಃ ವಿಹಿತಾಃ ತೇ ಕ್ರಿಯಾರ್ಥ ಕ್ರಿಯಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಪದಭೂತಾಯಾಂ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆವರಲ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಘೈ. ಓಕೆ, ಘೈ ಇಸ್ ಯೂಶುವಲಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ what to say, just action. Okay, so say pakaha means the action of cooking, pakam karoti etc. So there are other pratyayas which are used in bhava. Bhavarthakaha kechana pratyayaha santi. So those pratyayas, bhavavachanas, they are also given in the sense of tumun, that is bhavishyati kriyarthayam kriyayam upapadayam api kriyarthayam kriyayam upapade satyapi te pratyayaha vidhiyante. So in that context where the bhavavachanas, that is bhavarthaka pratyayas, have been given in the sense of tumun, that is what is indicated by tumarthacha bhavavachana. Yatra tumarthe bhavavachana pratyayaha bhavarthaka pratyayaha santi. अर्थात भाववचनाश्च इति सूत्रेण ये प्रत्ययाः विहिताः तदन्तात् तत्प्रत्ययान्तेभ्यः चतुर्थी विभक्तिर्भवति इत्यर्थः. सो भाववचनाश्च इति प्रतीके भावे इत्यधिकृत्य ये घञादि प्रत्ययाः विहिताः ते क्रियार्थायां क्रियायाम् उपवरभूतायां भविष्यति स्युः इति तदर्थः. दट् इस् वाट् द सूत्र मीन्स्, इट् इस् अ सेपरेट् सूत्र. So, there are two sutras here. One is Tumunnulau Kriyayam Kriyarthayam, which is 3310, which says Kriyarthayam Kriyayam Upavadahutayam Bhavishyati Kale Tumunnulau Staha. So, it gives Tumun and Nul in that sense. Bhavavachanashcha Kriyayam Kriyarthayam iti anuvartate. So, Bhave ityadhi kritya vihitaha ghayadi pratyayaha kriyarthayam kriyayam upapadabhutayam bhavishyati syuhu. Now this bhavavachanashya, this is bhavavachana because they are all indicated in the sense of bhava, and also tumunartha. Tumunartha is this kriyarthayam kriyayam upapadabhutayam bhavishyati ityeva tumartha. Okay. So tumarthasya bhavavachanat ityasya bhavavachanashya iti sutrena yo ye pratyayaha vihitaha ityartha. Okay. So तदंता चतुर्थी स्यात् यागाय याति इति उदाहरणम्. यागः इत्यस्ति घञ् प्रत्ययान्तः, यजधातोः घञ् प्रत्ययान्तः. सो यागाय याति इत्यत्र यागः नाम यष्टुं याति इत्यर्थः, यागं कर्तुं गच्छति इत्यर्थे. अर्थात् यानक्रिया, सो देयर इज क्रियार्था क्रिया इज यानक्रिया, इज गोइंग, द एक्शन ऑफ गोइंग इज फॉर परफॉर्मिंग द सैक्रिफाइस. Okay. So, kriyarthayam kriyayam upapadahutayam bhavishyati kale ghai pratyaya vihitaha. Okay. So, bhavavachanascha ityanena atra ghai. So, because of that, from on the word yaga, in this particular case, there is chaturthi. So, there is yagaya yati. So, we'll continue with the vyakhyana. He is not taken as a separate pratika for that. Yagaya yati ityadi udaharanam. Evam cha kriyartha kriyopapadatva labhartham tumarthati iti visheshanam. Atra tadarthyasya tumuneva tumuna iva ghanya dyoti tattvat uktarthanam aprayogaha iti nyayena tadarthya chaturthya chaturthyaha apraptau prathamayaha apraptau idam vachanam. So what would have happened if this sutra is not there? Asya sutra se abhave ka vibhakti hisyat. Tadarthye chaturthi bhavati va iti prashna hai tohi yagartham gamanam ityasti. So te a tadarthye chaturthi bhavitum arhati kila iti prashne na bhavati. Kimartham yagaha ityatra yaha ghai pratyaha sayeva tadarthye kriyarthayam kriyayam upapadabhutayam eva saha pratyaha vihitaha. The ghai on yaga itself has been in the sense of kriyartha kriya. So the tadarthya has already been given by the ghai pratyaya. Therefore, uktarthanam aprayogaha. Yahartha anyena uktaha. This is almost the same as anabhihite. Right? So uktarthanam aprayogaha. When the sense has already been conveyed by something else, you cannot have the vibhakti. Right? So it is all vibhaktis are present in anabhiyata adhikara. So since tadarthya has already been given by the ghai, tadarthya chaturthi na praptnoti. Tadarthya chaturthyaha apraptau, prathamayaha praptau. So when there is no other vibhakti applicable, we have pratipadikarthe prathama. So overruling that is chaturthi vai tumarthacha bhavavachana. Prathamayaha praptav idam vachanam. Tumarthat iti kim. So what do you mean by tumarthat? Pakaha, tyagaha, ityadav. Just when you are saying, I am pakaha, something like that. Tyagaha, ityadav, ghanyaha, भावे इत्यधिकारस्थत्वेपि न चतुर्थी. सो इन केसेस वेयर घई हैज बीन गिवन ओनली इन भावे, यत्र केवल भावार्थे घई भवति न तु भाववचनाश्च इत्यनेन, भावे इति सूत्रेण यत्र घई भवति तत्र यद्यपि सः भाववचनः तथापि न तुमर्थः. देयर इज नो क्रियार्था क्रिया, क्रियार्था क्रिया न उपपदभूता, अतः तत्र चतुर्थी न भवति. पाकः त्यागः इत्यादौ घयः भावे इत्यधिकारस्थत्वेपि न चतुर्थी, क्रियार्थक्रिया क्रियोपपदत्वाभावेन तुमर्थकत्वाभावात्. भाववचनात् इति किम्? सो वै भाववचनात्? ही इस् डूइङ्ग् द दलकृत्य. दीक्षित डिड् नाट् टेक् अप् द दलकृत्य. व्याख्याने दीयते तुमर्थात् इति किम्? यत्र केवलं केवलः भाववचनः अर्थात् भावे इत्यधिकारे विहितः तत्र न भवति. यत्र तुमर्थः अस्ति अर्थात् भाववचनाश्च इति सूत्रविहितत्वं तत्रैव चतुर्थी. सो भाववचनात् इति किमर्थं? केवलं तुमर्थात् इत्युक्ते भवति किल, बिकास् तुमर्थात् इत्युक्ते सो द ओन्ली अदर् प्रत्ययस् विच् आर् गिविन् इन् द सेन्स् आफ् तुमर्थ आर् थ्रू भाववचनाश्च. भाववचनात् इति किमर्थम्? पाचकः व्रजति. सो द नुल् इस् देर् विच् इस् आल्सो तुमर्थ, रैट्? तुमुन्नुलौ क्रियायां क्रियार्थायाम् इत्युच्यते, सः तत्र यः नुल् अस्ति सोऽपि तुमुन्नर्थकः तुमर्थः एव, किन्तु सः भाववचनः न. नुल् इस् नाट् भाववचन बिकास् इट् इस् गिवन् इन् कर्तरि नुल्. ओके, इट् इस् नाट् भावे. सो देर् फोर् इट् इस् नाट् अ भाववचन अण्ड् द नुल् इस् नाट् बै अण्डर् द भाव अधिकार. सो देर् चतुर्थी विल् नाट् अप्लै. पाचको व्रजति, पक्तुं व्रजति इत्यर्थः तुमुन्मुलौ इति नुल्. तस्य तुमर्थकत्वेऽपि भावे इत्यधिकारे विद्यभावात् न चतुर्थी. तादर्थ्यस्य नुला एव उक्तत्वात् न तादर्थ्यचतुर्थी. अगेन् पाचकः इत्यत्र तादर्थ्यं यदस्ति तदपि नुला एव उक्तम्, अतः नुला एव उक्तत्वात् न तादर्थ्यचतुर्थी किन्तु प्रथमैव. सो दट् इस् अबौट् तुमर्थाच्च भाववचनात्. अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति बहु प्रसिद्धं, नास्वस्ति स्वाहा स्वधानं वषड्योगाच्च. एतैः पदैः योगे चतुर्थी विभक्तिः भवति. सो वेरि नमस् स्वस्ति स्वाहा स्वधा अलं वषड् योगात् च पदद्वयं चतुर्थी इत्यनुवर्तते. एभिः योगे चतुर्थी स्यात् सूत्रार्थः. एभिर्योगे इति व्याख्याने न च तादर्थ्यचतुर्थ्या गतार्थत्वं शङ्क्यम्. तादर्थ्यस्य शेषत्वविवक्षायां षष्टीनिवारणार्थत्वात्. सो देर् इस् तादर्थ्य विच् इस् अप्लिकेबल् इन् आल् दीस् केसेस्, बट् तादर्थ्यस्य शेषत्वविवक्षायाम् आल्वेस् वेन् द तादर्थ्य इस् नाट् intended vivakshita and if there can be shesha shashti, so to overrule that shesha shashti also we have this sutra. So with in association with these words we always have chaturthi vibhakti and not shashti also. Shesha shashtyah api avavadah ayam nacha tadarthya chaturthya gatarthatvam shankyam. Tadarthyasya sheshatva vivakshayam shashti nivaranarthatvat. तादर्थ्यं हि उपकार्य उपकारकभावः. तस्य यदा सम्बन्धत्वेन भानम् तदा षष्ठी, यथा गुरोरिदं गुर्वर्थम् इति भाष्ये स्पष्टम्. सो वाट् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग्, तादर्थ्य इस् उपकार्य उपकारकभावसम्बन्ध. ओके, इट् इस् अ स्पेशल् कैण्ड् आफ् सम्बन्ध. यदा उपकार्य उपकारकभावत्वेन विवक्षा तदा चतुर्थी भवति, तादर्थ्ये चतुर्थी. यदा तु केवल सम्बन्धत्वेन विवक्षा, वेन् द स्पेशल् कैण्ड् दट् उपकार्य उपकारकभाव इस् नाट् विवक्षित, इफ् जस्ट् सम्बन्ध इस् इण्टेण्डेड्, तदा षष्ठी विभक्तिः अपि भवति. गुरोः इदं गुर्वर्थम् इति दर्शयति, गुरवे इदं गुर्वर्थं भवति, गुरोः इदम् इत्यपि अस्ति इति भाष्ये दृश्यते. अतः तादर्थ्यस्य शेषत्वविवक्षा, दट् इस् वाट् वि मीन् बै तादर्थ्यस्य शेषत्वविवक्षा, वेन् द स्पेशल् कैण्ड् आफ् सम्बन्ध इस् नाट् विवक्षित एण्ड् जस्ट् जनरल् सम्बन्ध इस् इण्टेण्डेड्, तदा षष्ठी भवितुम् अर्हति तस्याः अपवादत्वेन इयं चतुर्थी एवं च नमस्वस्यादि योगे तादर्थस्य शेषत्वविवक्षायामपि चतुर्थ्येव इत्येतदर्थम् इदं सूत्रम् सो वेदर् यु आर् इन् इण्टेण्डिङ्ग् दट् तादर्थ्य आर् जस्ट् सम्बन्ध वट् एवर् इट् इस् यु विल् आल्वेस् हव् चतुर्थी अण्ड् नाट् षष्ठी ननु नमस्करोति सो दट् इस् दिस् सो वी हेव् एक्साम्पल् हरये नमः अण्ड् अदर् थिङ्ग्स् देर् आर् the swasti and all, it will come later. So in between he says upapada vibhakte hai karaka vibhakti hi valiyasi. He brings in the paribhasha kimartham namaskaroti devan iti udaharanam munitrayam namaskrutya etyatra bhi katham iti prashna. You have namas, you are saying as an apavada to shashti also you have chaturthi katham jitiya iti prashna. ननु नमस्करोति देवान् इत्यत्रापि चतुर्थी स्यात् इत्यतः उपपदविभक्तेः कारकविभक्तिर्वलीयसि उपपदविभक्तेः इति पदान्तरयोगनिमित्तिका विभक्तिः उपपदविभक्तिः सो वाट् इस् उपपदविभक्ति विभक्ति विच् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् द प्रसेन्स् आफ् अनदर् वर्ड् पदान्तरयोगनिमित्तिका आन् असोसियेशन् वित् अ डिफरेण्ट् वर्ड् सो दट् इस् द निमित्त फोर् उपपदविभक्तिः तदपेक्षया कारकविभक्तिः बलीयसी इत्यर्थः अन्तरान्तरेण इति सूत्रे भाष्ये पठितमिदं वचनं सो दिस् परिभाषा हेस् बीन् गिवन् बै द भाष्यकार इन् अन्तरान्तरेण युक्ते तच्च न्यायसिद्धं सो अण्ड् इट् इस् द परिभाषा सो देर् whenever we take a paribhasha we see in the paribhasha vishekara that there are different ways by which a paribhasha is proved okay so we say gnapaka siddha where it is indicated by panini in some way we say nyaya siddha where a general logic will support the paribhasha so why is this logical nyaya siddham kimartham kriya karakayorhi sambandhah antarangah upapadarthena tu यत्किञ्चित् क्रियाकारकभावमूलकसम्बन्धः सो द सम्बन्ध बिट्वीन् क्रिया अण्ड् कारक इस् अन्तरङ्ग दट् इस् इण्टर्नल् दट् इस् द बेसिक् सम्बन्ध इनिशियलि आल् कारकस् विल् असोसियेट् देम्सेल्स् वित् क्रिया क्रियाकारकयोर्हि सम्बन्धः अन्तरङ्गः उपपदार्थेन तु यत्किञ्चित् क्रियाकारकभावमूलकसम्बन्धः असोसियेशन् वित् अदर् वर्ड्स् in the sentence will happen after this kriyakaraka through that kriyakaraka sambandha yatkinchit kriyakaraka bhava mulaka sambandha iti tannimitta vibhaktihi bahiranga iti kayatah so that is how kayata explains this anyetu sanye is here nagesha he is saying that it is nageshasya matam vadati upapada vibhaktya sambandha samanyam avagamyate विशेषावगमस्तु प्रकरणादिपद्यालोचनया लभ्यः कारकविभक्त्या तु कर्मत्वादिसम्बन्धविशेषः झटित्येव अवगम्यते इति सा बलीयसी इत्याहुः नागेशस्य सो उपपदविभक्तेः कः अर्थः केवलं सम्बन्धः इत्यर्थः सो उपपदविभक्ति विल् इण्डिकेट् ओन्ली अ रिलेशन् कीदृशः सम्बन्धः इति कथं ज्ञायते प्रकरणादिवशात् ज्ञायते यु हेव् टु लुक् एट् वाट् इस् द काण्टेक्ट् इट् इस् बीङ्ग् यूस्ड् अण्ड् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वाट् इट् रियलि मीन्स् ओके सो उपपदविभक्त्या सम्बन्ध सामान्यम् अवगम्यते विशेष अवगमस्तु सो वि विल् नो वाट् इस् द स्पेशल् रिलेशन् बेस्ड् आन् द काण्टेक्स्ट् प्रकरणादि पर्यालोचनया लभ्यः कारकविभक्त्या तु बट् आन् द अदर् हेण्ड् इफ् यु टेक् अ कारकविभक्ति कर्मत्वादिसम्बन्धविशेषः बिकास् द इट् इण्डिकेट्स् एन् इन्हरेण्ट् सम्बन्ध वित् द क्रिया सो कर्मत्वादिसम्बन्धविशेषः So what is the exact relation with kriya? Jhatityeva avagamyate. You can immediately know if there is a karaka vibhakti. So that is the reason we say karaka vibhakti valiyasi. Iti sa valiyasi ityahuhu. So whatever you take, whether you agree with kayyata or nagesha, upapada vibhakte hai karaka vibhaktar valiyasi iti tu satyam. Ataha atra namaskaroti devan ityatra karmakarakam कारकनिमित्तिका द्वितीया विभक्तिः उपपदनिमित्तिकां चतुर्थी विभक्तिम् अवरुन्धे सो ओवर्रूलिङ्ग् दट् वि विल् हाव् द्वितीया ನಮಸ್ಕರೋತಿ ದೇವಾನ್ ಇತಿ ಕರಶಿರ ಸಂಯೋಗಾದಿನ ತೋಷಯತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. So Devan Namaskaroti. We have Dvitiya also. So we can either have Chaturthi or have Dvitiya there and not the Sheshashashti. Prajabhyas Swasti. Namaswasti Swaha. So Swasti ityasya udaharanam. Prajabhyah Swasti. Kushalam ityasaha. Prajasambandhi Kushalam. Adnaye Swaha. Agnirdeshakam Dravyadanam. So giving some Dravya with relation to Agni. That is why we use Swaha in sacrifices. We are offering something, say ghee, ghritama, kimapi, for to Agni. So Agnirdeshakam Dravyadanam ityarthaha. Pitrubhya Swadha. Pitrubdeshakam Dravyadanam. So when you are giving it to Pitrus, we will have Swadha. If it is for Devas, we have Swaha. Ubhayatrapi Chaturthi Vibhakti Bhavati. So Prajabhya Swasti Ityadi. So that is the Vyakhyana gives the meanings of each of these. Namaswasti Swaha Swadha Alam Ityasti. Alam Ityasya Bahushu Artheshu Prayogaha Drishyate. Kasya Arthasya Grahanam Iti Prashne. Alam Iti Paryaptyartha Grahanam. So Alam Iti Iti. So ಅಲಂ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಸ್ವಮರೂಪಂ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಅಲಂ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯೈವ ಗ್ರಹಣೇ ಕುಮಾರೀಣಾಂ ಅಲಂಕಾರಃ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಅತಿವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿಃ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಲಂ ಆಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ ನಮಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಸ್ವಧಾ ಅಲಂ ಇತ್ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಅಲಂ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಗೃಹೀತೆ ಸ್ವಮರೂಪಂ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಅಶಬ್ದ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ರೂಲ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್. ವೆರ್ ಎವರ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಟೆಂಡೆಡ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್. So he shows that if we just take the word alam iti kevalasya padasya grahane sati ativyaptihi avyaptihi ubhayatha doshah bhavati. Katham swamrupam shabdasya iti alam shabdasya iva grahane kumarinam alankaraha ityatra ativyaptihi. Alankaraha ityarthe tatra alam ityeva shabdah kru yogah asti kintu ಅಲಂಕಾರಃ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಅಲಂ ಇತಿ ಶಬ್ದಃ ತತ್ರ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಕತ್ವಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ಭೂಷಣಾರ್ಥಕತ್ವಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೆಕೋರೇಟ್. ಸೊ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಅರ್ಥೇಪಿ ಚತುರ್ಥ್ಯಾಃ ಪ್ರಯೋಗಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಅತಿವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿಃ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ದೇರ್. ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಲಂ ತತ್ರಾಪಿ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ. ಕುಮಾರೀಣಾಂ ಅಲಂಕಾರಃ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಅತಿವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿಃ ಕಿಂಚ ದೈತ್ಯೇಭ್ಯೋ ಹರಿರಲಂ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರೈವ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ದೈತ್ಯೇಭ್ಯೋ ಹರಿಹಿ ಪ್ರಭುಹು ಇತ್ಯಾದೌ ನ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅನ್ ಅವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ. ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದೈತ್ಯೇಭ್ಯೋ ಹರಿಹಿ ಪ್ರಭುಹು. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದೇ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲಂ ಶಬ್ದ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಅಲಂ ಇತಿ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ ವಾರ್ತಿಕಮೇತತ್. ಸೊ ಇವನ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ವಾರ್ತಿಕ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವಾರ್ತಿಕ ವೆರ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಲಂ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಕ ಶಬ್ದಾನಾಂ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ಬೈ ಅಲಂ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಆಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ. ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನಫ್, ಸಫಿಶಿಯಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ತೇನ ದೈತ್ಯೇಭ್ಯಃ ಹರಿಹಿ ಅಲಂ ಪ್ರಭುಃ ಸಮರ್ಥಃ ಶಕ್ತಃ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ಸಿನಾನಿಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ದೈತ್ಯೇಭ್ಯಃ ಹರಿಹಿ ಅಲಂ. So Hari is enough to take care of the Daityas. That is the Vivaksha which is being conveyed. So Daityan Maraitum Hari Samarthaha Ityartha Paryaptaha. He has enough capacity to take care of the Daityas. So Tasmin Arthe Yeye Shabdaha Daityabhyo Harif Prabhuho Daityabhyo Hari Samarthaha Shaktaha Ityartha Sarvatrapi Bhavati. ಪ್ರಭ್ವಾದಿ ಯೋಗೆ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಅಪಿ ಸಾಧು. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಸಮರ್ಥ ಶಕ್ತ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಾವ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪ್ರಭವತಿ ಸಂತಾಪಾದಿಭ್ಯ ಸಯೇಷಾಂ ಗ್ರಾಮಣೀ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ನಿರ್ದೇಶಾತ್. ಕಥಂ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ. ಹೌ ಡು ವಿ ನೋ ಒನ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತರ್ಥ ಗ್ರಹಣ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಾವ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ಕಥಂ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಪಾಣಿನಿ ನಿರ್ದೇಶಾದೇವ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಹಿ ಯೂಸಸ್ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪ್ರಭವತಿ ಸಂತಾಪಾದಿಭ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಸಂಹಿತಸೂತ್ರೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪ್ರಭವತಿ ಇದು ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ಉಪಯುಕ್ತ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥ ಗ್ರಹಣ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅಲಂ ಬಟ್ ಅದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ ಇತಿ ತೇನ ನಿರ್ದೇಶೇನ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ. ಪಾಣಿನಿನಾ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ವಿಭಕ್ತೇಃ ಉಪಯೋಗ ಕೃತಃ. ಸೇಷಾಂ ಗ್ರಾಮಣೀಹಿ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ನೇವ ಅರ್ಥೆ ಗ್ರಾಮಣೀ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ ಲೀಡರ್ ಇತಿ ಅರ್ಥ ಗ್ರಾಮಣೀಹಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥತ್ವೇ ಗ್ರಹಣಂ. ಸೇಷಾಂ ಗ್ರಾಮಣೀಹಿ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರೆ ತು ಷಷ್ಠೀ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತ ಏಷಾಂ ಗ್ರಾಮಣೀಹಿ ಇತಿ. ಸೊ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಪಾಣಿನಿ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಬೋತ್ ವಿಭಕ್ತೀಸ್, ವಿ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಈದರ್ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಆರ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್. ತೇನ ಪ್ರಭುರ್ಬುಭೂಷುರ್ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಸ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಸಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಸಮ್ ಕಾವ್ಯ. ಪ್ರಭುರ್ ಬುಭೂಷುರ್ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಸ್ಯ, ಭುವನತ್ರಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಬುಭೂಷು ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಂ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಆರ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ವಷಡಿಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಸ್ವಧಾ ಅಲಂ ವಷಟ್. ಸೊ ವಷಡ್ ಇಂದ್ರಾಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಂದ್ರೋದ್ದೇಶಕಂ ಹವಿರ್ದಾನಂ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಹವಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ವಶಟ್. ವಶದಿಂದ್ರ ಇತಿ ಇಂದ್ರೋದ್ದೇಶಕಂ ಹವಿರ್ದಾನಂ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ರೈಸಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ವಶದಿಂದ್ರಾಯ ಇಂದ್ರೋದ್ದೇಶಕಂ ಹವಿರ್ದಾನಂ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ನನು ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಗೋಭ್ಯೋ ಭೂಯಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾಕ್ಯೇ. So there is a benediction, Gobhyah Swasti Bhuyat, let there be Swasti, Kushalam for the cows. Iti Vakye, Iti Ashir Vakye, Chaturthi Eva Ishyate, we want Chaturthi, Tatra Chaturthi Chashishyayishya Madra Bhadra. So there is another sutra which we will see later, so it says Ashishi, in Ashiratha, we can have Chaturthi, we can also have Shashti, Shashti Vibhaktihi Api Vidhiyate. ತತ್ರ ಚತುರ್ಥೀ ಚಾಶಿಷ್ಯಾಯುಷ್ಯ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿನಾ ಪರತ್ವಾತ್ ಪಕ್ಷೇ ಷಷ್ಠೀ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಃ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅನ್ ಆಪ್ಷನಲ್ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಶೀರ್ ವಿಷಯ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬೆನಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಇತ್ಯತ ಆಹ ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ದ ಷಷ್ಠಿ. ಅತಏವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಚಕಾರಃ ಪುನರ್ವಿಧಾನಾರ್ಥಃ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ನಮಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಸ್ವಧಾಲಂ ವಷಡ್ಯೋಗಾಚ್ಚ ವಶಡ್ಯೋಗಾತ್ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ಉಕ್ತೇ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯತಿ. ಪುನಃ ಚಕಾರಃ ಕಿಮರ್ಥಃ ಪುನರ್ವಿಧಾನಾರ್ಥಃ. ಸೊ ಚಕಾರಃ ಪುನರ್ವಿಧಾನಾರ್ಥ ಇತಿ ಪುನರ್ವಿಧಾನ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯೇನ ತೇನ ಆಶೀರ್ವಿವಕ್ಷಾಯಾಂ ಪರಾಮಪಿ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಚಾಶಿಷ್ಯಾಯುಷ್ಯ ಭದ್ರಭದ್ರ ಕುಶಲ ಸುಖಾರ್ಥ ಹಿತೈಹಿ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಠೀ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಚತುರ್ಥ್ಯೇವ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಓಕೆ, ಇಫ್ ದ Gobhyah Swasti, if any of these words are there, then overruling even the Parasutra, Yadyapi para, Param Sutram, Chaturthi Chashishyayishyati, Tam Tat Sutram Abhibadhitva, Anena Chaturthyeva Bhavati. Okay, so where these words are not there, that is Swasti is not there, there if there is Ashishi, Ashirartha, then we can have that Sutra applying, Chaturthi Api Bhavati, Shashti Api Bhavati. Okay. ತೇನ ಆಶೀರ್ವಿವಕ್ಷಾಯಾಂ ಪರಾಮಪಿ ಚತುರ್ಥೀ ಚಾಶಿಷ್ಯಾಯುಷ್ಯ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಠೀಂ ಬಾಧಿತ್ವಾ ಚತುರ್ಥ್ಯೇವ ಭವತಿ. ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಗೋಭ್ಯೋ ಭೂಯಾತ್, ಗೋಭ್ಯ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಭೂಯಾತ್, ಭೂಯಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಆಶೀರ್ಲಿಂಗಕಾರಃ ತೇನೈವ ಆಶೀರ್ವಿವಕ್ಷಾ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ. ಯು ನೋ ಇಟ್, ವಿ ನೋ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಶೀಹಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಶೀರ್ಲಿಂಗಕಾರ. ಸೊ ಇವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ. So if it is some other word, say kushalam, so gobhyah kushalam bhoyat, gavam kushalam bhoyat, iti ubhayam bhavati. So the next sutra in this is manyakarmani anadare vibhasha pranishu. So manyakarmani anadare vibhasha apranishu iti chatvari padani santi, chaturthi iti anuvartate, manyakarmani iti. ಸೊ ಅಪ್ರಾಣಿಷು ಇತಿ ಛೇದ. ಮನಜ್ಞಾನೆ ದಿವಾದಿಹಿ ಷ್ಯನ್ವಿಕರಣ, ಮನು ಅವಬೋಧನೆ ತನಾದಿಹಿ ಉವಿಕರಣ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಮನ್ ಧಾತುಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಮನುಜ್ಞಾನೆ, ಮನಜ್ಞಾನೆ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ದಿವಾದಿಹಿ, ದಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಗಣ ಅಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ದ ವಿಕರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ ಇಸ್ ಷ್ಯನ್. ಮನು ಅವಬೋಧನೆ ತನಾದಿಹಿ ಉವಿಕರಣ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಒನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ತನಾದಿ ಗಣ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಏತ್ ಗಣ, ವೇರ್ ಉ ಇಸ್ ದ vikarana pratyaya. So which of these should we take? Tatra manya iti shana nirdesha daivadikasya grahanam. So since he clearly says manya karmani, not just man karmani. He does not indicate the dhatu, he indicates along with the vikarana pratyaya. Kimartham chaturtha ganasya mana avabo mana jnane ityasyaiva grahanam. Ataha pranivarje manyate karmani. So apranishu ityasti. So this does not apply to where the word is aprani. Manyate karmani. So the karma of this manadhatu, managyane iti dhatuho yat karma, tasya chaturthi vasyat, vikalpena chaturthi bhavati. Karmanaha dvitiya bhavati, vikalpena chaturthi bhavati, tiraskare, when contempt is indicated. So it is a popular prayoga. Natvam trinam manye, natvam trinaya manye. So I do not consider you as equal even to a blade of grass. Trinadapi tiraskaraniyaha. So there is tiraskara, contempt which is being conveyed. So tatra manye, trinam manye. Trinam manye, I consider you as a blade of grass. Huh? So natvam trinam manye, trinam karma, karmanaha vikalpena chaturthi bhavati, natvam trinaya manye, upayamapi sadhu. Natvam trinamiti. So, kivasti, manyayati shana nirdesha devatikasya grahanam, ato dvitiyam badhitva pakshe chaturthi, anadara paribhavah paribhavas tiraskriya amaraha. So, anadara is tiraskara. Natvam trinamiti. He devadatta, tvam trinatvenapi namanye ityarthaha. So, nayupadanad ayamartha labhyate. Because natvam trinam manye. So, I don't consider you equal even to a blade of grass. Trinadapi adhamatva pratitehe. So, adhamatva even in relation to trina. Trinadapi adhamatva pratitehe tiraskaratishayaha phalitaha. Trinam tvam manye trinayava ityuktautu trinasamyameva pratiyeta natu tatopyapakrishtatvam etadeva abhipritya bhashyepi nai upattaha. You could also say tvam trinam manye or tvam trinaya manye. I consider you equal to a blade of grass. That is also tiraskara. But the nai indicates tiraskara atishaya. Okay? Excessive contempt. Natu tatopyapakrishtatvam etadeva abhipritya bhashyepi nai upattaha. So even the bhashya gives it as natvam trinam manye or natvam trinaya manye. Nacha manya karmatva avivisheshan tvam iti yushmachabdadapi chaturthi shankya. So there is a question that says manyate hai karmani, the karma of manyate. Here there are tvam trinam manye. So yushmat is also the karma. Trinam is also the karma. It is both referring to the same person, Devadatta. So both of them are karma vachakas. Tvam yushmat shabdadapi chaturthi bhavati va iti prashnaha na bhavati ityuchyate. Nacha manya karmatva avisheshat tvam iti ishvat shabdadapi chaturthi shankya anadaradyotake karmani ityarthasya vivakshitatva. So it is the karma which indicates the tiraskara. Tvam does not indicate tiraskara. The trina is the word which indicates tiraskara. And therefore only that will have chaturthi and not the ishvat shabda. Trina devahi anadaradyotakam natu ishmad natu ishmadarthaha. So, shyana nirdeshat tanadika yoge na. So, tanadika yoge, that is the tanadikaha manu dhatuhu, manu avabodhane iti dhatuhu. So, tasya karmanaha chaturthi na bhavati. Managyane iti divadihi, manu avabodhane iti tanadihi. So, natvam trinam manve, manve iti manute manmate manvate iti tanadiganasya manu dhatuhu prayogaha. Manyate manyate manyante iti divadiganasya. So, this sutra will apply only to the prayoga of manadhatu which belongs to the divadigana. Because Panini clearly says, manya karmani, he indicates the shyan. Shyana nirdesha, tanadika yogena. So, the other mana, it is the same artha. There is no difference in meaning. Jnana, avabodhana are both the same. Natvam trinam manve. So, tasya dhatoho prayoge, idam sutram na pravartate. Apranishu ityapaniya naukakana shuka srigala vadyeshu iti vachyam. So this is a vartika. So this vartika is not given in this form in the bhashya. It says anavadishu, it says namadishu, nau and others, so on. But Matavaji Dikshita gives a pariganana and gives the words which are indicated. So he says, it is not apranishu. Okay, apranishu iti na. So there are some cases where even for prani vachaka shabdasya prayoge api chaturthi prayoga drishyate. Aparancha asti yat aprani vachakeshu sarvatra na bhavati. Okay, so even if it is not a prani vachaka, in some cases we don't see chaturthi. Therefore, instead of apranishu, anavadishu. So there are particular words, now, etc. So anavadishu iti vaktavyam. So other than these, now kaka anna shuka sridala varjeshu. So other than these five, we will have chaturthi ityartha. Apranishu ityapaniya, now kaka anna shuka sridala varjeshu iti vachyam. So tena natvam navam manye ityatra apranitve iti chaturthina. Okay, so natvam navam manye ityasti. So natvam navam manye iti jinam navam prati vakyametat. So it is a very old dilapidated boat. So I cannot consider you a boatman, personifying the boat. So it is because it is not probably he does not trust in his capacity to carry him across the river. Natvam navam manye. I don't consider you a boat. Atra nauhu iti aprani. It is not a prani. Tathapi atra chaturthi nasti kevalam dvitiya eva. So there is no optional chaturthi. Natvam navam manye ityatra. Natvam shunam shune manye ityatra pranitve api bhavatyeva. The word shvan is not included in this list. Naukakana shukasrana valjeshu iti nasti. Ataha pranitve api chaturthi vikalpaha bhavati. Natvam shune manye. So I don't consider you as equal even to a dog. So shune manye iti chaturthi drishyate. So apranishu is not accurate. Anavadishu now, it does not apply to now kaka anna shuka srigala. For these five, other than these five, anyatra bhavati ityarthaha. Natvam shune manye iti. He devadatta tvam shvatvenapi namanye ityarthaha. So tatrapi pranitvepi bhavati. Natvam kakam manye, natvam shukam manye, natvam srigalam manye ityapi udaharyam. So the other things, kaka, anna, shuka, srigala. So other than these five, for these five there will be only dvitiya. Karmatvata karmani dvitiya iti dvitiya bhavati. So anyatra sarvatra manye karmanya nadare ityanena chaturthi vikalpaha. Chaturthi prakarane antimam sutram asti gatyartha karmani dvitiya chaturthyau cheshtayam anadhvani. So okay, gatyartha karmani dvitiya chaturthyau cheshtayam anadhvani iti chatvari padani santi adhvavinne gatyarthanam karmani. So all the words are there in the sutra itself. So adhvavinne gatyarthanam karmani etestah cheshtayam, a very popular usage. Gatyarthanam karmani, yatra gatyarthanam dhatunam prayogaha tatra karmani. So for the karma vajaka there can be either dvitiya or chaturthi cheshtayam, when there is movement. Okay, when there is physical movement. So gatyarthanam karmani etestah, the first part you have to take is gatyarthanam karmani ete nama dvitiya chaturthi vibhaktyau stah. We can have either dvitiya or chaturthi. Gramam gramayava gachati. Gramam gachati, gramaya gachati. A very frequent question, how do we have gramaya gachati? The sutra will explain that. Gramaya gachati ityapi sadhu, but it is still the karma. Gramaha karmaiva, it is still karma. Karmanaha eva chaturthi vibhakti api vikalpena uchyate. There can either be dvitiya or chaturthi. Sharira parispandaha cheshta. What is cheshta? Cheshta is movement of the body, parts of the body. Physical movement is cheshta. Cheshtayam kim? Manasa harim vrajati. He reaches hari through his mind. So there is no sharira parispanda. That is why he says manasa. So yatra शरीरस्य चलनं नास्ति तत्र गत्यर्थकानां प्रयोगेपि व्रजति इति गच्छति इत्यर्थः सो तस्य प्रयोगे अपि चतुर्थी न भवति द्वितीयैव हरिं व्रजति इत्येव अर्थः चेष्टाभावात् चतुर्थी न भवति अनध्वनि किम् अनध्वनि इत्यपि अस्ति अध्वभिन्ने कर्मणि वेन् अध्वन् दट् इस् मार्ग अध्वन् इत्यस्य मार्गः इत्यर्थः सो सः कर्म न सो वेन् दट् वर्ड् इस् नाट् द कर्म पन्थानं गच्छति सो हि गोस् अलाङ्ग् द पात् पन्थानं गच्छति इत्यस्य हि गोस् अलाङ्ग् द पात् इत्यर्थः तत्र पन्थाः इति अध्वपर्यायः सो तस्य न भवति गन्त्रा अधिष्ठिते अध्वनि एव अयं निषेधः सो हि सेस् वेन् देर्स् अ वार्तिकः हियर् आस्थितप्रतिषेधो वक्तव्यः अर्थः गन्त्रा अधिष्ठिते अध्वनि एव अयं निषेधः द अनध्वनि देर् इस् दट् इस् अध्ववाचकानां प्रयोगे चतुर्थी न भवति इति निषेधः अधिष्ठिते अध्वनि इट् अप्लैस् टु द पार्ट् आन् विच् द ट्रावेलर् इस् आल्रेडी ट्रावेलिङ्ग् ओके सो द पार्ट् विच् हेस् आल्रेडी बीन् टेकन् सो तस्मिन् गन्त्रा अधिष्ठिते अध्वनि सो द पार्ट् विच् हेस् बीन् टेकन् बै द पर्सन् हु इस् मूविङ्ग् तदा निषेधः चतुर्थी निषेधः केवलं द्वितीया भवति सो गन्त्रा अधिष्ठिते इति आस्थिरप्रतिषेधो वक्तव्यः इति मार्तिकम् अर्थतः सङ्गृह्णाति गन्त्राधिष्ठिते इति गन्त्रा आक्रान्ते अध्वन्येव अनध्वनि इत्ययं निषेधः इत्यर्थः यथा पन्थानं गच्छति इति पन्थानं प्राप्नोति इत्यर्थः अत्र पथः प्राप्त्याश्रयत्वेन गन्त्रा अधिष्ठितत्वात् निषेधः सो इट् इस् प्राप्त हि हेस् टेकन् दट् पात् सो सिन्स् इट् इस् अधिष्ठित देर् इस् नो there is nisheda and there is no chaturthi yada tu utpathat panthaha eva akramitum ichyate tada chaturthi bhavatyeva but when he is not taken that route he has gone in some wrong path and he is coming back to the right path utpathat utpatha is deviation or the wrong route so utpathat panthaha eva akramitum ishyate when he decides to move towards the right path he is not on the right path but he is wanting desiring to move towards the right path yadat utpathat panthaha eva akramitum ishyate tatra tada chaturthi bhavatyeva so utpathat iti amarga adityarthah so from the wrong path yablope panchami so अमार्गम् उन्मुच्य इत्यर्थः पञ्चमी अस्ति उज्जयिनीं प्राप्तुं प्रस्थितः मोहात् तन्मार्गात् प्रच्युतः मार्गान्तरं प्रविष्टः सो हि गिव्स् द काण्टेक्स्ट् इस् सम्बडि वाण्ट्स् टु गो टु उज्जैन् प्राप्तुं प्रस्थितः मोहात् तन्मार्गात् प्रच्युतः बट् हि लास्ट् हिस् वे अण्ड् हि वेण्ट् इन् द राङ्ग् वे मार्गान्तरं प्रविष्टः हि एण्टर्ड् अ डिफरेण्ट् पात् तं परित्यज्य मार्गान्तरं परित्यज्य नौ हि रियलैसेस् हिस् मिस्टेक् अण्ड् लीविङ्ग् द ट्राङ्ग् पात् पुनः उज्जयिनी मार्गः आक्रमितुम् इष्यते हि वाण्ट्स् टु कम् बेक् टु द पात् आफ् उज्जैन् तदा अनध्वनि इति निषेधाभावात् सिन्स् इट् इस् नाट् गन्त्रा अधिष्ठिताध्वन् द पात् विच् हि वाण्ट्स् टु टेक् नौ हि हेस् नाट् एट् रीच्ड् इट् सो देर् फोर् अनध्वनि इति निषेधाभावात् सिन्स् देर् इस् नो निषेध देर् केन् बि ईदर् चतुर्थी और् द्वितीया उत्पथेन पथे गच्छति पथे इस् चतुर्थी आफ् पन्थाः सो पन्थानं गच्छति इत्यपि साधु पथे गच्छति इत्यपि साधु गन्त्रा अधिष्ठिते अध्वन्येव अयं निषेधः यदा तु उत्पथात् पन्थाः एव आक्रमितुमिष्यते तदा चतुर्थी भवत्येव उत्पथेन पथे गच्छति सो तादृशं लक्ष्यं दर्शयति उत्पथेन पथे गच्छति इति उत्पथेन इत्यनन्तरं गन्तुम् अशक्तः इति शेषः सो वै तृतीया इन् उत्पथेन इत्युक्ते उत्पथेन उज्जयिनीं प्राप्तुम् अशक्तः उत्पथं परित्यज्य उज्जयिनीमार्गं प्रवेष्टुं तदीयं मार्गम् अनुसरति इत्यर्थः अत्र उज्जयिनीमार्गस्य गन्त्रा अधिष्ठितत्वाभावात् अनध्वनि इति निषेधो न भवति अतश्चतुर्थी भवति पक्षे द्वितीया चेति भावः इति चतुर्थी विभक्तिः सो दट् इस् द एण्ड् आफ् चतुर्थी कारकचतुर्थी एण्ड् उपपदचतुर्थी Any questions? Yes, Madhu Prakash ji, you have a question? Which one? The Karaka Pakarna or Chaturthi? So, which means you are understanding Karaka. Okay. So, see, there are different stages when you understand it. There is first case where okay, you go along in the opinion, okay, there is nothing, we can easily manage. Okay. So the second stage is when you enter the Shastra, you will feel lost. That is very, you are not entering Vyakarana, but any new Prakarana in Shastra is like that the first time. I have probably heard the Karaka Prakarana thrice or four times from my teacher. So, yeah, I am telling you the same thing. So I had I didn't have, at least, you have the access to some recordings. I don't know. And it is entirely blank as to what she taught me the first three times. I have no idea what I was taught in Karaka Prakarana. I heard it twice or thrice from different teachers. I don't know what they taught me. All I know now is what I am studying now, and I understand it only now. After not just studying this three times, after I have learnt granthas like Manorama or Bhashya, Shekhara, etc. So after I went through those granthas, I come back to Karaka Prakarana and I see that okay, I can understand something. Even now, as you have seen through the classes, I am not able to answer all questions regarding Karaka. Because the Karaka Prakarana, you should understand, is the crux of Sanskrit grammar, of any grammar. Okay, it is the ultimate thing we have. Because everywhere else, if you have Prakriya, it is easy, it's just a word. You have a word and you derive it, it is just one process. You know the sutras, you remember them, it's over. But Karaka is not just words. I told you in the beginning, it is communication. What is intended? How do you relate the words? What exactly is being communicated? It is what people, if we understand Karaka properly, the things like, say, natural language processing or machine translation would be very easy. But it is again, at the same time, very, very complicated because it is not one factor which affects. So you are saying, okay, there is one vibhakti, but it is not just that word. So a word cannot have an independent vibhakti. You need to see what is the kriya. You need to see what are the other words present in the sentence. You need to see what is the vivaksha. Is it tiraskara? Is it prashamsa? Or something else. So it is natural that a Karaka Prakarana is very complicated. Okay. So don't worry if you don't understand all the shastrartha that is told. For the first round, it is enough if you understand what is the vibhakti. That is why the abhyasa which I give is only to see where you use Chaturthi, where you use Shashti, that is all. So, for the first time, the Karaka Prakarana is for improving the Bhasha Shuddhi, where, how, when you use the language, you use the right Vibhakti, okay, in general cases, and it need not even be through the Sutra. Even if you go through the Prayogas, if you read a few Kavyas, you will know it is Gurave Namaha everywhere. Okay. And this just says Namaswasti, it gives one explanation. So, at the first level, that much is enough. Okay. You know that there are different kinds. You know that there are vibhaktis. So it can be, nimitta can either be a karaka or anukopada. So what is a karaka? A general idea of what are the karakas. A general idea of where the vibhaktis are used and what karaka and what are the other upapadas is enough for the first time when you are going through the Karaka Prakarana. Do not try to understand it 100 times and don't listen to the classes many times now, because unless you go forward, you will not understand this. That is the same in Shastra always. It is not just you and not just this Prakarana. Everywhere, you are studying Kaumudi now. Let us say, go to Manorama. You attend those classes, you attend... Yes, Sri Pratyaya, as I said, is mostly just Prakriya. You know, which Pratyaya for which word is all that it has. So, if you do a Vishaya Vibhaga, it is clear. Karaka is not that. Karaka is the most difficult Prakarana in entire grammar. Take it from me. Whether you take Kaumudi, whether you take Shekhara, whether you take Manorama, Karaka Prakarana is where everybody gets stuck. Okay, so don't worry about it. As I said, forget about this now. You listen to this. I don't say, okay, don't listen to classes or not. The samskara matters. So the more you listen to it, the more you appreciate it. And move on to the other granthas. Say, I'm planning to start Prouda Manorama. So you move on to other granthas. Read a bit of other granthas, say Bhashya or anything. Come back. You will find that you understand this with no effort on your part. You don't have to go through this again or again, or sit and wonder why, what the hell she is telling. Okay, so that happens, but don't worry too much about it. Don't listen to, think. Yes, Kaumudi is a prerequisite for Kaumudi. The Kastam Shastram is Udaharana with Dikshita gives somewhere. You read the Kaumudi second time, you understand much more. So you realize you had not understand it when you come back to it only. So that is when you realize it actually. Till then you will think, okay, I've understood something. But now, once you go ahead and come back, yes, there are two things. One is repetition in this time. So that is why that shloka, Acharyat Padam Adhatte, Padam Shishyaha Swamedhaya, Padam Sabrahmacharibhyaha, Padam Kalakramenacha. It does not say with whatever, 100% effort from your side, 100% effort from the teacher, and from all the classmates, will still not give you 100% knowledge. You need the effect of that kala, okay, time for it to sink in. And it is not just time, okay, it does not mean you read Karaka Prakarana today, forget Vyakarana, come back 10 years later and you understand this. You go ahead, you read other things in Vyakarana, you proceed, then you come back, you will most certainly understand it. I can assure you it because I have gone through it just now. Because I myself was hesitant. The first time I taught Karaka Prakarana was like a year before to some other class. So I was very hesitant to start it because I don't know what do I teach. So I was under the impression that I had while learning. It is the same impression which you have. I don't understand what Karaka is. So I didn't want to teach, but I had to. It was a necessity. So I picked up the Kaumudi again and went through the Vyakshana. And now things are much more perceptible than what they were. Okay. And even now, I don't understand everything which he says or what is there in the Bhasha or what is the entire purpose of these. So, we will go on. Don't worry. And we will understand more and more each time. Okay. So, Bhasha. So, Bhasha is not the next step after Kaumudi. So, it is very good that some people are actually looking at the Bhashya. We will go to Manorama. That is why we have the other Granthas also. Manorama and we have Shekhara. And then we go to Bhashya and come back to the Kaumudi. Then we understand why Kaumudi was written this way. What Dikshitar means by each Udaharana he gives or what each sentence he says. We will understand only after we go to the Bhashya, which is true. You see that the Bhashyakara carries on a discussion for pages and pages and pages. We get lost in the Bhashya, true. But now, if you come back to the Kaumudi, you will understand what the Kaumudi is. Okay. So, that is Shastra. Don't worry about it. Okay. So, so there are a few sentences here. How much time you should spend every day is a factor of many things. What is your target, what is your interest, and there is also the thing to keep in mind that Vyakarana is not the anta. Vyakarana is just a Upaya Shastra. There is an Upaya Shastra, which is, we believe always, that Vedanta is the Upaya, right? So to understand ourselves, to understand the Atman, that is the Upaya. So what Vyakarana you need for that? And what is your target? So, it depends on a variety of factors. You are the best judge for it. Okay? But as long as you spend regular time studying it, you will definitely make a lot of progress. More than what it seems in the short run. Okay? So, in the short run, you will feel like you are not making any progress. But when you look back after a year or 3 years, you will find that your knowledge has indeed increased by leaps and bounds. Okay? So now there are quite a few sentences because Chaturthi is a big prakarana. There are many sutras which give Chaturthi. So, mostly it is depending on it. So, just solve those. We'll see in the next class. Discuss these and then move on. ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయమతి గమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్స్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుత్తిష్టై భావ్యచ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే.